This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
We are only days away from Australia's first national selection contest, Eurovision Australia Decides. Here at Joy and on the Tom and Mikey Show, we've been very lucky to have spoken to the 10 acts that will battle it out this Saturday the 9th, live from the Gold Coast and broadcast on the SBS, to see who Australia will represent for the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest. This morning we are pleased and excited to have on the phone the Queen of Aussie Music, as well as one half of the Australian commentators for Eurovision. I can only, of course, be speaking about one woman, and that is the gorgeous Miff Warhurst. Miff, thank you.
Good morning, Tom and Mikey.
We're morning. So excited to have you speaking with us today, live from the Gold Coast.
I know. I'm looking out as we speak, and there's skyscrapers galore, there's beach as far as the eye can see, and there's car park.
Been gorgeous.
Just under my window, but it's pretty amazing.
Look, Miff, we're so excited for Eurovision Australia's Decides, and it's the first time that voting's been given over to the public. How did this all come about?
Well, I think it was a natural progression for Australia's entry into Eurovision, because previously we've just sent someone. People decided who were putting together the project that, you know, someone was good enough to go. But I think for Australia to really get behind our competitor, we're so sporty here in Australia. We love a competition. And you know that Eurovision is like the glitter pop Olympics.
Yes.
So I feel like people will be more invested if they can play a role. And I think it's the perfect outcome. I'm so excited. And look, all the other countries have a competition to get in, and I feel like we need to too. And you know how it helps? It means when you get to Eurovision, you've already done the staging and the lighting and the camera stuff a million times before. So it's even more professional. And, you know, hedge my bets, I reckon we'll be closer to winning this year.
Well, that was going to be a question. I was wondering what you thought about our chances. I mean, we got so close with Dami. I mean, we thought we had it. We were ripped off. But do you think...
I can't cope with that. I'm still upset about that.
Me either. We tried to get Dami to bitch about it, but, you know, she's too lovely. She wouldn't do it, the poor bugger.
I know. She's so nice. I'm like, come on, Dami. You should have won that. We deserve that. You deserve that.
But do you think the Europeans are ever going to let us win?
Look, I don't know. I really don't know. There might be an ownership thing, but I think about, say, Israel, who won last year. They're also involved in Europe, and they've been involved in the competition for quite a few years. So maybe it will take a few years before the rest of Europe will start to accept us as part of the competition. Okay. And I think we have to be honest that is an issue, because the judges always vote us highly, but the public don't. And, give it a few years, we might win. Who knows? If it's amazing, who knows? I do feel like that is an issue. I couldn't deny that. Who knows?
We're going positive this year. We're fine.
Going positive, absolutely.
How can the public get involved on Saturday? How do we vote to make our vote count?
Well, funnily enough, we're doing the selection show, like Eurovision. So on Friday night, we have a performance for the judges. So the judges will vote on Friday night, and all of those tracks will be up online as of midnight or 1 a.m.
Yep.
For people to see the live performances, and they can start voting then for their favourite.
Okay.
But essentially what will happen is people just watch the show, and the number for your favourite person to vote on will be on the screen, and we'll be repeating those numbers ad nauseum as you do with those kind of shows. So it'll make itself very clear, and then it'll be a case of stop voting, and then we'll collate the votes between the judges and the audience, and the combination of the two will determine the winner.
Right on, very official.
So, Miff, do you have a fave, or do you have to stay, you know, very bipartisan?
I can't say if I've got a fave, because I really don't know, to be honest. I haven't seen... We only arrived last night, and we had a walkthrough on the set. Oh, my goodness. Look, I was expecting it to be, let's be honest, a little bit Rocker Steadford.
Yeah, well, that's what we were hoping. Yeah. We were hoping for a bit of Rocker Steadford.
Yeah, but, like, you know, a little bit sort of not quite as professional as Eurovision. The whole thing looks like Eurovision. It's massive. It's amazing. It's super professional. I think you're going to be blown away by how it looks. So we saw the set and the auditorium, but I haven't seen any of the performances yet. I'll hopefully see them today. So I couldn't tell you who looks amazing and who's not. I mean, I obviously have some favourite songs so far. I'm a huge fan of Electric Fields. I've seen them live, and they're one of the best things I've seen in a long time. Extraordinary live. So hoping that will translate on stage. Kate Miller Hyde Kids Song is incredible. It's bonkers. I love it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. There's so much in there. It's hard to know. So and also, I feel like by the end of it, Joel and I feel like they're drunk aunties and uncles, or they're embarrassing aunties and uncles. So I feel bad if I said one over the other, because you can't play favourite.
No. Look, Miv, I'm glad you mentioned your very handsome co-host, Mr. Joel Creasley.
Oh, I love him.
But I'm assuming that, you know, unfortunately, you probably get no time in the makeup chair, and there's probably no product left after that little bug has been through.
Oh, he loves the hair product, that's for sure. Oh, he's divine.
Come on, spill the goss. What's he really like? Give us something.
Tom always wants the inside scoop.
Yeah.
I love the man. He's him and I just were so lucky, we hit it off straight away. I've never worked with somebody who I feel so supported by. No offense to everyone else I've worked with in the past.
Yeah, 20 years of media, don't worry about all the others.
Yeah.
But, we both came into this. It was a bit controversial because it was time for change, as you know, and some people were a bit upset. And he had my back 100%, and we just clicked. Like, we holiday together now. Oh, we spend New Year's. It's just like a tradition. He's just a gorgeous man, and, I love working with him. I wish I had some tea to spill, but I don't.
The chemistry really does come across. You guys do a fantastic job over there, you know, talking about Aussie, pumping us all up.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we love to bump up because we're excited ourselves.
Well, have fun. We'll all be watching. And I'm actually more excited for this than Eurovision itself. I think this is going to be Australia's latest thing. We're going to love it.
I hope so. Everyone get on board. Tell your friends. Get the message out there. It's huge. I'm actually a bit terrified. It's so huge. I thought, am I professional enough to be doing business like this?
Oh, you'll be perfect, Miff.
Absolutely wonderful.
We are so excited. Look, viewers within Australia can tune in to SBS or SBS On Demand this Saturday the 9th at 8:30, and it's even going to be streamed on social media. So if you're overseas, you've got friends over there, you can make sure you can tell them that it's all happening. Look, Miff, thank you so much for spending the time. We're going to find out on Saturday who will be representing us, and you can go over there swinging the flag with them.
Oh, so exciting.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.